Helena, you're very welcome to In Business, and thanks for joining me.
Not at all, Amber. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to the audience today.
Now, delighted to have you on the show. So we're going to be talking about a new green skills platform. It was showcased at MTU Tralee. So it's called EduGreen Connect. What is it, Helena?
So EduGreen Connect is a new AI-powered skills and education platform. And the purpose of the platform really is to enable people to better understand the green skills that they have and to identify upskilling opportunities to help them kind of fill any gaps that they might have, and also to identify new job opportunities in the whole area.
Brilliant. When you talk about those kind of green skills, what are you, I suppose, talking about there, like just in case a listener isn't really familiar with it?
Yeah, so like there is loads of different definitions out there. So basically the way we define it in EduGreen Connect is that green skills are the skills, the knowledge, or the information that you need to support a transition to a net zero or low carbon economy. And that kind of applies to all sectors. As we know, traditionally, we kind of thought that it just applied to energy and renewables. Mm-hmm. But now when we look across sectors, we can see that nearly every sector, from retail to manufacturing, transport and logistics, there are lots of kind of areas that need green skills and this type of knowledge to make different types of industries more sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And in terms of this platform then, Helena, what prompted you, I suppose, to set it up and to create it and to launch it?
Yeah, so it's been developed as part of a larger project that we have here in MTU called the IKC3 project. And that basically is a kind of an education platform for the whole sustainability area. But what became very obvious is that, just like you asked me there, people kind of don't understand what green skills are. So that's a very kind of intangible thing mm-hmm. for people. People find it very difficult to kind of identify the training programs that they might need to engage in to kind of upskill themselves. And then also people are realizing now that this whole green skills area or green jobs are a huge and kind of growing area of the economy, and lots of people kind of have an ambition that they kind of think, do you know what, sustainability is something that I'm really interested in, and that's an area that I would like to get into, but I don't know how to find a sustainability job. So the HEA, so the Higher Education Authority of Ireland, kind of gave us the challenge of developing this platform that can kind of solve for that problem, and that's how we came up with the EduGreen Connect platform. And what it does is that it kind of connects the learner or the person in employment with education programs and with jobs. So what you do with the platform, and it's at edugreenconnect.ie, is that you go in and you log onto the platform and you create a profile. And what it does is it takes in your CV, it'll take in your LinkedIn profile, and then it'll kind of assess and pick out the green skills that you have, and it creates what they call a green skills passport. So it might be that you kind of have soft skills in sustainability. So it could be business skills, looking at circular business models, looking at sustainability initiatives. Maybe you've got very good project management skills around implementing sustainability initiatives within an organization. So they would be kind of your soft skills. Or maybe you have technical skills, so hard skills that are sustainability related. So maybe you're a bioprocess engineer, maybe you're an environmental scientist, maybe you're somebody that's involved in logistics and very good at setting up low carbon supply chains. So you can put in your skills, and then you get a green skills passport, which kind of tells you, today, these are the green skills that you have. And then maybe you're looking for a promotion. So maybe you're, let's say, an engineer at the moment, and you're looking for an environmental engineering job, but you want now to become a senior environmental engineer. So you can find the jobs that are available in that area. And what happens is our platform then will do a gap analysis. So it'll look at your skills passport, it'll look at the job requirements, and it'll say, okay, there are 20 skills that this job needs. You actually have 15 of the skills, but if you want to fill the gap of the 5 skills that you don't have, these are the programs that you should take. And what we've done is we actually have listed all of the sustainability related programs, education programs available in Ireland are in the platform, or we're getting there. And you can then pick out the best program for you, and it'll recommend the program that has those 5 skills that you're lacking.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. It sounds like a really great idea, and very timely as well, isn't it, Helena? Because I know obviously Ireland's transition to low carbon and I suppose a climate ready economy as well, it's already kind of shaping the labour market based on kind of recent findings. I know that, you know, that's something that people that are looking to hire people are looking for when they're posting, you know, is people who have those green skills. So very timely indeed.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are lots of stats out there, and it's kind of staggering, really, when you think about it. I think at the moment, like 1 in 8 jobs now in Ireland require at least 1 green skill. So when you're going into a job interview, they're probably will be some kind of a question around of your awareness around sustainability within the interview. So I suppose that's one interesting stat. And then interestingly, the demand for green skills in Ireland is actually growing at twice as fast the rate as the global average. And that was a stat that the IDA put out recently, which I thought was quite interesting as well. And I think, you know, people will see now that the majority of jobs will need this kind of level of green skills knowledge. So whether it's a basic level of knowledge or whether it's a kind of a more advanced level of knowledge, it is a kind of a key skills requirement at the moment.
It certainly is. And it's fascinating in what you were saying there a minute ago in terms of you can put in, I suppose, the information that you have and find out the skills that you already might have in you. But also it obviously then as a result provides opportunities to develop further skills, as you were saying, and maybe, you know, I suppose, add to your own CV as well in areas that you might be lacking in.
Yeah, like I think a nice example is, let's say, in the whole area of marketing. So obviously, marketing is a job that has been around for a very long time. There are lots of people who have very senior roles in marketing, and then lots of people even coming out of universities at the moment that are, you know, going into, let's say, marketing executive roles. But the European Commission has set out a very kind of clear set of guidelines around how you communicate sustainability. And with the amount of companies now that are kind of presenting new products and services and solutions that are sustainable, you need to be able to articulate the sustainability performance of a product in a way that is very true and authentic, and that you're not breaching this legislation. So, you know, companies do need people who kind of understand this green marketing piece and avoiding obviously any greenwashing associated with the products and service, because you will actually be in breach of an EU law. So I think that's a very good example of how a job hasn't changed at its core. It's still a marketing job, but you do require green skills and green knowledge to kind of be competitive in the job marketplace at the moment.
Yeah, that is really, really interesting. And it ties in a little bit about what I was going to ask you next, but you also referenced it earlier as well in terms of, you know, I suppose we would have had a view in our head maybe before that it was renewables and energy, that it was, you know, tied in with that, but it's changing. I suppose the tide is turning a little bit as well. And as you said earlier, it's kind of something now that impacts all sectors and all industries. So it's important that everyone, I suppose, is aware of it. And as you said as well, can upskill and benefit themselves, but also the real life jobs, I suppose, that they're working in as well by using this platform.
Yeah. So even people who are, let's say, into, let's say, product design, for example, you know, you need to have an understanding of the different types of materials that you can use in product development and product design. So that's a whole area of bio-based materials, for example, that product designers would need to upskill in, for example, or in the construction industry, which would consider to be very kind of carbon intensive, traditional type of industry. There are huge amounts of new building materials and new setups, etc., in the construction industry that might give you a bit of a competitive edge if you were wanted to go in as, let's say, a civil engineer or into a construction company. So I think everybody has to kind of open their eyes to the fact that, you know, sustainability is now becoming a horizontal embedded in every industry, and regardless of your job title, having that sustainability knowledge will definitely kind of advance your career.
It certainly will. And I know, Helena, that she held an event up in MTU, I suppose, kind of a pre-launch event, I think it was, for the Edu Green Connect. What kind of response did you get from those that attended?
You know what? It was phenomenal. The day was really great. So we had key people from SkillsNet, we had people from higher education across the country, and we had companies in the room to really have a conversation around, is this platform actually going to be useful? Because people are very time poor, and the last thing that you need is another app or another account that you need to log into. But I think what was really, really valued by the people in the room was actually how specific the platform is in terms of how it develops your skills profile, and that it can provide very clear recommendations around the programs that you can take that will help you advance your career. And I think we've all sat down to try and figure out an upskilling program that we should maybe take. And it actually is not an easy thing to navigate UCD and Trinity and SETU and ATU and MTU and to find the exact program that's the fit for you. And I think what people really liked was they probably were wondering, would MTU be promoting their programs over and above maybe a program in another university? And it's a completely data-led process. So the system is designed to recommend the program based on the skills. So there's no bias in the system. And I think the universities really appreciated that. And then in terms of the employers that were in the room, they really liked that it was nearly like a destination to help them find people that had green skills and that were very invested in the whole sustainability area. So it nearly was like a kind of a filtering service for companies to come in and tap into that talent pool. And we got really good feedback on that as well.
Brilliant. That's fantastic to hear. And it's great to hear how beneficial it is, I suppose, for everyone really on both sides of it. In terms of the platform itself now, what stage is it at? We'll say, can people get involved and join to it, or what's the next phase,
So we're kind of this, it's early days for us, Amber, with the platform. So what we really need to do is to expand our user base. We literally have developed the technology. The platform is functional. So what we would love would be for people who are interested in maybe having a look at their green skills and figuring out, right, where am I actually at today with my green skills, to go in and register an EduGreen Connect, go in as a learner, put in your CV, put in your LinkedIn profile, and upload that just to see where you are. And then as well, we're hugely interested in working with more companies that maybe want to access green talent. So if the companies could go and register on the platform as well and create their profiles and look where they can actually upload current job vacancies that they may have, we'd love companies to do that and to engage with us.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds brilliant, Helena, and the best of luck with it and continued success to you. But thanks so much for coming on the show and for talking to me this evening.
Not at all. Thanks, Amber.